Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're caught in an emotional roller coaster, unable to get off? It's easy to fall into that trap, especially when relationships are involved. Our feelings can be powerful, overwhelming even, but what if I told you they don't have to control you? What if understanding and managing your emotions could unlock deeper, more fulfilling connections with the people around you? That's exactly what we're diving into today. We spend so much time focusing on logic, facts, and problem solving that our emotional intelligence often gets sidelined. But here's the truth. Emotions are a vital part of who we are, and they play a massive role in how we interact with others. When we can understand our own feelings, acknowledge them without judgment, and learn to express them constructively, it opens up a whole new level of connection. Imagine being able to communicate your needs clearly, empathize with another person's perspective, and navigate conflict with grace and understanding. That's the power of emotional intelligence in relationships. Let's start by acknowledging that ignoring or suppressing our emotions is never truly helpful. It might seem like a quick fix, but bottled up feelings eventually find a way to escape, often in unhealthy ways. Think about it. Have you ever felt frustrated and taken it out on someone close to you without even realizing it? Or maybe you've withdrawn emotionally, pushing people away because you were afraid of expressing your vulnerability. These are just examples of what happens when we don't give ourselves permission to feel our emotions fully. But here's the good news. Learning to manage your emotions is a skill that can be cultivated over time. It takes practice, self-awareness, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone, but it's absolutely worth it. So, how do we start? Firstly, create space for emotional awareness. Take a few moments each day to check in with yourself. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Where do I feel this emotion in my body? Is there a specific thought or situation triggering this feeling? By simply acknowledging your emotions without judgment, you begin to build a foundation of understanding. Next, practice mindful communication. When interacting with others, try to express your feelings clearly and respectfully, using I statements. Instead of saying, "You always make me feel angry," try saying, "I feel frustrated when this happens." This shift in language takes ownership of your emotions while avoiding blame or accusations. Don't underestimate the power of active listening. When someone is sharing their feelings with you, truly listen to what they are saying. Pay attention to their words, tone of voice, and body language. Show empathy by reflecting back what you hear. It sounds like you're feeling really hurt right now. This demonstrates that you care and that you're making an effort to understand their perspective. Now, let's take a moment for a quick breathing exercise. Find a comfortable position, close your eyes if you feel safe doing so, and take a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling your belly expand with each breath. Exhale slowly through your mouth, letting go of any tension or stress. Repeat this several times, focusing on the sensation of your breath moving in and out of your body. Imagine yourself in a calm and peaceful environment. It could be a beach, a forest, or any place that brings you a sense of serenity. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Hear the gentle sounds of nature, and allow yourself to fully relax into this moment. Remember this. Managing your emotions isn't about suppressing them or pretending they don't exist. It's about learning to understand, accept, and express them in a healthy way. When you do, you create space for authentic connections, build stronger relationships, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Take the intention of emotional awareness with you today. Notice how your feelings arise throughout the day. Acknowledge them without judgment, and choose how you want to respond. Remember, you are in control of your emotions, not the other way around. You've got this. Now go out there and create some beautiful connections.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.